Okay, so Z.AI just dropped GLM5.2 and it's got a 1 million token context window, which is honestly kind of wild for a coding agent.
Yeah, that's a real spec. 5 times what GLM5.1 had.
Right. I mean, I've been watching the release cadence. They shipped GLM5.1 in April, and now we're in June with 5.2. 4 flagship releases in 4 months. That's either confidence or chaos.
Huh, or both. But the 1 million window is the actual move here. A coding agent can hold an entire mid-sized repo in working memory now. No constant summarization, no refetching context. No, wait, what was that function signature again? The agent just has it.
Exactly. That changes how the agent actually works. Like, you load a 40-file Python data pipeline into one context window, and the agent tracks cross-file dependencies without breaking stride. That's not a feature, that's infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Z.AI published 0 benchmarks at launch.
Oh.
No AA bench, no terminal bench, no code arena numbers, nothing. GLM5. One shipped with 58.4 on SAA Bench Pro. This is a complete unknown on reasoning quality or actual coding performance.
So we're trusting that a bigger context window and 2 thinking effort levels, high and max, somehow translate to better agent behavior. But we don't have the evidence yet.
Right. The architecture hasn't changed. It's still a 744 billion parameter mixture of experts model, 40 billion active per token. All the improvements are post-training and context engineering, which could be real, but we're flying blind.
Okay, so real talk. Did you sleep at all last night? You look exhausted.
Thanks. Yeah, got maybe 4 hours. Spent the evening mapping out some inference optimizations, and I just kept scrolling through the GLM5.2 docs at 2 a.m. looking for the benchmark table that wasn't there.
That's so on brand. But okay. Let me ask you this. Does the no benchmark launch actually kill it for teams? Or is the 1 million token context window enough to ship with?
For teams already using Claude Code or Clyne, it's a drop-in swap. You edit your settings.json, point Sonnet and Opus slots at GLM5.2(1M), and you're done. Same Anthropic compatible endpoint. No harness changes, no workflow rewiring.
So the risk is really just, you swap the model and hope the reasoning didn't get worse while the context got bigger.
Exactly. And honestly, the 1 million window probably masks some reasoning gaps because the agent has so much more room to work with. If you're not hitting the context ceiling anymore, you're not seeing the failure mode where the agent gets confused because it forgot a file or a dependency.
Right. So bigger context could feel like smarter reasoning just because the agent isn't tripping over its own amnesia.
Yep. And we won't know until the open weights drop next week and community benchmarks hit. GLM5. One stayed at SWE Bench 58.4 for a while before we got the full picture.
Fair. But from a product angle, this is live across all coding plan tiers immediately. Light, Pro, Max, Team. No paywall gatekeeping on the 1 million variant. That's actually bold.
It is. And day one compatibility with 8 agentic tools. Claude Code, Clyne, Open Code, Open Claw. No waiting for integrations. That matters when Frontier API access gets disrupted or when teams want a drop-in replacement they can control themselves.
So the real bet is, here's a much bigger context window, it's available everywhere, and you can start using it today. The reasoning quality is a question mark, but the infrastructure move is solid.
Yeah. And honestly, for whole repository refactors or long horizon agent runs, like GLM5.1, could sustain roughly 1,700 agent steps in one session, up to 8 hours of autonomous loops. The 1 million context probably helps more than a marginal reasoning bump would.
Because you're not losing time rebriefing the agent on what it already knew.
Right. The agent just keeps going.
Okay, so build next. For Claude Code, edit /.claude/settings.json and set claude.com.autocompactwindow to 1 million, then point Anthropic default Sonnet model and Anthropic default Opus model to GLM5.2(1M). Or export the environment variables directly, Anthropic Arth token with your Z.AI API key, Anthropic base URL, pointing to https://api.z.ai/api/anthropic.
For Klein, use the OpenAI compatible provider. Set the base URL to https://api.z.ai/api/coding/pass/v4. Custom model GLM 5.2. Context to 1 million. Then run effort in a session and select max for the thinking.
So basically, if you're already running a coding agent, you can have a 1 million context window live by lunch. The open weights ship next week, community benchmarks hit probably by end of month, and then we'll actually know if this is just a context flex or if GLM 5.2 reasoning got better too.
And until then, the 1 million window is real and useful. That part doesn't need a benchmark to matter.
Fair. All right, go get some sleep.
Yeah, okay. After I check one more thing in the docs.